I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. I think that one of the most fun times for a parent or a grandparent to experience is when their little child begins to learn how to walk. I remember still my daughter at 9 months old taking her first steps. Seems like yesterday. Unlike many animals, humans do not automatically stand upon birth. It takes time and it takes some help. We must teach our children to walk, and not just physically. It is important that we teach our children how to walk spiritually, too. The psalmist appeals for help in his own spiritual walk, Psalm 86:11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. This is not the first time that David asked the Lord to point out the way for him. In Psalm 25:4-5, he wrote, Make me know thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. David goes on to say, Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth. Isaiah writes that the Lord, who is gracious to us, calls himself our teacher. He, your teacher, will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will behold your teacher, and your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right or to the left. Hosea concluded his prophecy about Israel's future with these words, Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk in them, but transgressors will stumble in them. Micah, also speaking of the latter days, said, And many nations will come and say, Come, and let us go to the mountain of the Lord, that he may teach us about his ways, and that we may walk in his path. The ways and the paths of the Lord are what he teaches us and what we need to learn in order to walk in truth. God is gracious and merciful. He has made his ways known through his word and through his son, who is the way and the truth and the life. John 14:6. Like a little child first learning to walk, we may fall down a lot. But as we mature, walking becomes something we don't even have to think about much until we lose that ability due to illness or aging. And then we remember how important it is. Walking in the truth, in the ways of the Lord, must not become something we take for granted. We have not perfected it and won't in this lifetime. We need the teacher to keep speaking into our ears. This is the way, walk in it. We need to abide in the word, in Jesus, so that we can walk in his ways. Father in heaven, we ask for wisdom and understanding, for discernment and strength to walk in your ways today and as long as we live. Thank you, Jesus, for abiding in us. Lead us in your ways that are loving kindness and truth. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.